Hello, and thank you for tuning into this very special episode of the Total Control Podcast. We recorded this on February 19th in San Francisco. The audio is a little messed up, sorry. That's just the way it is. We also have a very special interview with the director of Danganronpa, Terasawa-san. And we were supposed to have an interview with the president of NIS, Nikawa-san, but time ran short and the event had to end, so we will do that interview over email and get that out to you as soon as possible. So, hope you enjoy this live episode. Thank you for listening. Welcome to episode 23 of the Total Control Podcast, brought to you by OpRainfall.com. Here where we try and satisfy some, if not all, of your niche gaming needs. I am one of your hosts, Cesar Lopez, and with me today is Carly Winata.
Hey.
And Dak Feaster.
Hey.
Well, our audio might be a little bad right now because we are live from the NISA event.
NISA.
Dak is a helper right today, on location with Op Freightfall.
He's our getaway man.
Yeah, he's our getaway car. Let's see, raid this place of all their goodies. We're just going to talk about what we saw today, and, it was really cool. The finale is like the last episode of The Walking Dead. You could have watched the last 5 minutes and, got the goods.
So, first of all, how much of this stuff is new?
The only new things that was presented was Disgaea 5.
Yeah.
And a little surprise, Rodé the Sky Soldier was announced that NISA is producing it and localizing it.
Okay.
That was a game back in 2011 that was supposed to be for the Wii, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's coming to Wii U and 3DS this fall. It's kind of like a Knights game. You had some hands-on with it, if you want to talk about it real quick.
So there's the thing it reminds me of the most is probably Gravity Rush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the way, I mean, the guy you're playing as, Rodé, I guess his name is, he flies, but you have to, like, pick a direction, and he flies in that direction.
Yeah, I think they were describing it as, like, Spider-Man, where you have to aim and then shoot your web.
Yeah, it's not free-form flying, where you just... Yeah, it's literally not free-form flying. You just pick a direction, and you push A, and it propels itself that way. It was just totally Gravity Rush.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, like, risks as to, like, okay, am I flying the right direction or not, or should I change? It's interesting in that there's no second stick.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm playing this on the 3DS.
Yeah, it was, like, the first model, too.
Yeah, the first model. It's pretty rough, pretty early. And I could have sworn that was, like, a game bag. Dreamcast game. I was looking at the presentation on the screen.
Yeah. Do you remember Knight's deck?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, right? Like, this, you have the circles, and you kind of rush this. Like a 3D Knight's.
They said in the presentation that it's different from Knight's and Sonic in that... I'm trying to remember the bullet points.
I completely forgot. I was trying to live tweet during the... presentation, so I was constantly looking at my phone.
They were talking Japanese.
That was really
you're not going to know what they're saying.
Yeah, you're playing the game in Japanese. Yeah, so this is good. It was an unlocalized version that we were testing out. You know what also announced was Danganronpa is coming this fall.
Well, this is the...
Oh, another
episode. Interquel, as it's called.
Yeah, a spinoff for the Vita.
Was it Ultra Despair Girls?
Ultimate Despair Girls.
Or what was the first part, though? Ultra Despair? Something Despair Girls.
Yeah.
Izumi is Monokuma, the new Prinny.
Yeah, basically that him and Prinny should be in a game together.
And you know they will do that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So we learned today that they were going to work on a Danganronpa 3, but got kind of like a writer's block on...
Is that what he said?
Yeah, on making some of the cases. So they were like, in Japan, people really like spinoffs, so they decided to do the most obscure spinoff they could and make an action-adventure game.
It's not an action-adventure, it's a...
Yeah, sorry for the
yeah, it's a, that was bus. A bus.
That was a bus.
It's not an action-adventure game. It's a third-person shooter.
Yeah, it is.
He called it action-adventure. Yeah, he called it. It didn't really look like it.
No, I mean, it says on the screen, third-person shooting.
Yeah.
and it's interesting, your gun is a bullhorn.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And you're shooting a Monokuma.
Yeah, a bunch of Monokumas. Monokumas. And different shades of Monokumas. What
they
the
had,
hell?
They had the voice actors there.
I don't smoke. Tobacco was a gift.
Yeah. Thank you.
You guys don't smoke?
No.
No, I don't smoke.
Check this out. There was a long time where part of our tradition was to go out in the woods, mostly women, go and build things, and every 5 years we'd have a celebration. It's called a pot. Hold up. That's where the word potluck comes from.
Oh,
and some call it a pot of watch. But we gave things just to people of all different tribes. So the Europeans came in, they were like, oh, you guys just go out there and build stuff just to give it away. And when we gave it, they just were like, take it back to Europe and sold it. I don't tell many people that.
No, that's pretty interesting. Honest.
But the best nation, I am part of the Cherokee Nation, but the best nation is the Dome Nation. I told you that, bro. I talked to this lady earlier, so I got this paper dollar. It's like 20 minutes about Jesus, and like, I've read the Bible and all. And then she gave me a dollar. And I'm not trying to be ungrateful because, hey, I could have just fucking, who knows, right? I could have tripped while talking and failed. And this is what I got so far, bro. I don't even eat meat or dairy. I'm trying to get some food, clothing, and shelter.
Yeah.
Straight up.
We came here on nothing. We just came for this press event. So we don't really.
Coins, I don't care what.
We obviously don't have anything. We're
51 on push-up.
We're pretty broke ourselves. He's doing one-arm push-ups.
Yeah.
Sir, we really don't have anything. We came here on nothing. We came here on nothing, dude. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, we're actually recording a podcast right now, so we're gonna have to.
So I'm not worried about it because there is no afterlife.
Yeah.
So even if I lost my jacket in the Arctic, I'm gonna have to do it.
That's real. See you later, man.
Yeah.
So welcome to San Francisco, I guess you could say.
Welcome to the city.
Welcome to the city.
Hang on.
Yeah. So, crap, I forgot. Yeah.
Oh, I completely please put the leave
in there. I completely forgot what we're talking about.
Danganronpa.
Yeah, so,
a bunch of different colored Monokumas.
Yeah.
So, it stars the first character from the first one?
Yeah, I think her name is, I can't remember, Jack the Ripper, the character, the woman. The crazy girl.
Oh, there's two of them, though.
Yeah,
the first game.
The crazy girl and someone's sister. I think it's her sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the Jack the Ripper person is from the first one.
Yes. And actually, the voice star was here. I can't
think. Did she do both?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, pretty cool. They also, so Disgaea 5 coming this fall, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this fall. PS4 exclusive.
Yeah, he was saying that the president of NIS was saying that they were going to do it for PS3 and PS4, but they decided to not put any restrictions on this and go all out to include 11 years of Disgaea. Kind of everything into one game.
That's nuts, dude. If they ever do that for Madden, that would be an insane Madden game. So this is okay. So, how much have changed in Disgaea since the first one?
You know what? It looks almost exactly the same. To be honest with you, I can't. Yeah, I can't see how much they can put onto these new games for PS4 at least. Like, how big can you go with Disgaea? I guess colors, maybe?
I don't know. It's like
I never played Disgaea, so it's hard to say.
Graphics don't get much sharper than they are for 5, so...
Yeah, but it was a really cool event.
Let's see. What about the Operation Abyss?
Yeah, oh, Operation Abyss showed a trailer.
I think the people who made Demon Gaze.
Yeah, they said it's different because Demon Gaze was a fantasy realm, and this one is a more...
Sci-fi?
No, like, it was like fantasy, like there's like cat girls and stuff like that.
Wait, Operation... Isn't it starts in Tokyo, right?
Yeah, like a future, like a different Tokyo.
Yeah, and the city's being attacked by variants.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's actually really cool looking. If you like the Demon Gaze series, it's an interesting dungeon crawler. It's fun.
It's
hard.
It's a modern take on basically wizardry, basically.
Yeah. I had a hard time in the beginning of Demon Gaze, but once you start leveling up, it gets a lot easier, actually.
There's also that Vita game that you're reviewing, right?
Oh, yeah, I mentioned this earlier. They showed a trailer of Hataru no Niki, The Firefly Diary, and I'm currently playing it. Yeah, it's a puzzle game for Vita.
It's already out?
No, it comes out next Tuesday. I'll try and...
they have a review copy, though.
Yeah, I do. I don't know how much I'm supposed to say about it. I think I'm under embargo.
Well, yeah, that's fine, but based on that trailer that they showed, that's public, right?
Yes,
I
think that was an old trailer as well.
So it looks like it stars Tattle and Tail.
What is that?
Majora's Mask. Do you remember the two fairies?
Yeah,
their names are Tattle and Tail.
As I said, I only went through the first part of Majora's Mask. Did you play Majora's Mask?
Just a little bit of it.
Yeah, I only played the Deku part, actually. Yeah,
but see, in Majora's Mask, there's a white fairy and there's a black fairy.
Yeah, this is
Tattle and Tail.
This is kind of light.
This is totally that.
Yeah, you know what? I would make that comparison because that's kind of... There's a dark fairy and a light fairy. They work together most of the time,
and,
though.
And they help out this girl traverse the
environment,
right?
You use them to... I would call it a puzzle action-adventure game because the puzzles aren't totally hard. It's trial and error, mostly. Mm-hmm. So I would call it a some type of puzzle action-adventure. I'm still playing it. I'm almost done with it. I'm having fun.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We'll look forward to your review whenever it comes out.
Next Tuesday, hopefully. We'll see if I can get on the ball. But yeah, we're actually going to have two interviews, and I guess I should just...
wait, line?
Put this in now in case we can record. We're having an interview with the director of Danganronpa, Yoshinori... Terasawa, I should learn how to say their names, and the president of NIS, Sohi, hey, how do you say that?
You know, just ask the staff.
Yeah.
Bottom?
Yeah.
Sohi.
Ask the staff members, they have to know this.
Nikawa.
Just have to ask the NIS.
I'm just going
to
call him Mr. Nikawa.
Yeah, that probably works.
Yeah. I'm going to try and record the interview, so
it's
we can
best to do that, yeah.
Yeah, so we can put that into the podcast. If I do that, coming up after this, thanks. Real quick, let's put our Twitter handles in. And that has been a short, kind of summed up. Episode 23 of Total Control here in San Francisco with Azario, Carly, and Deck.
By the way, we're crossing the Hotel California.
We are, yeah.
That's awesome.
That would get some good karaoke ratings. Pulled out. Every time I go to karaoke, I always hear that damn song. I'm so tired of it.
Yeah, it's sick of that shit.
Sick of that shit. Okay, yeah, you can find me on... You can add us on Twitter at The Total Control. You can add me at Azario Says Dak.
Dak?
at DAC F.
At DAC F. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's really
And Carly still does not have one.
No, nope, I'm still on Miiverse.
Yeah.
Art of Deception.
Art of Deception on the Miiverse. Find him there. Soon to be playing Rodé the Sky Soldier.
Already did, but yeah.
So on his Wii U. We played the 3DS version, not the Wii version. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. Mm-hmm.
Reality slips far away. Fiction comes alive. We start the play. Hope is no more behind the closed door as we drift away from where we were before. Hope and hopelessness become one. It's all meaningless. We've already begun. Yup, we are all one and the same. Never ever since we played the same game. Walk the line between
hope and despair. Hi, I'm sitting here with Tara Sawasan for an interview. That was really cool. Yeah, presentation for another episode. I was really excited. I'm glad that that's being localized. My first question actually is, what kind of steps were needed to be taken design-wise to make the game like Danganronpa more approachable and less intimidating than Zero Escape?
Zero Escape と比べてどうやって、まあ、ステップステップとしてどうやって弾丸論破を今の感じの弾丸論破になりましたか？
ゼロスケープ、エスケープシリーズとはまたね全然違うとこから生まれてきてるんだね。
It's born from a completely different
同じ会社だけどライバル関係。
It's like the same, like, it's like the same company but that, like, it's two different like, kind of like rivals too.
Yeah, okay. So was the pink blood really just a way to lighten up the mood in Danganronpa?
Pink の血は Danganronpa らしさを出すためのピンクの血です。
Yes, そうですね。
Yeah,
で、cool. 赤いとやっぱりね、レーティング的にも高くなっちゃうんで。
So if the, pink, if the blood was red, it would kind of affect the rating, so the rating's gonna get higher too.
Yeah, are any of the characters based loosely off of people that you know, like in real life?
Danganronpa に出てるキャラクターは、寺澤さんご自身が、まあ、知ってるような人、なんか知り合いの、まあ、ベースとして作られたキャラがいます
か？シナリオライターの小高の人間性、多重人格性の一つ一つです。
Writer Mr. Kodaka is actually the one who like created the characters too, and it's kind of like his like multiple personality brought into like the characters come into life.
彼の中にあのキャラクターの全部の性格が混じってる。
It's multiple, like all the characters that are inside him is kind of mixed into like inside.
Yeah, you can tell they all have different personalities. So
それぞれみんな性格が違うから。
Yeah, it plays out really well.
すごくいいと思います。
That's one of my. I have a friend that works for the company that's wanted a real Chiaki, someone a real life Chiaki, or wanted to know if someone like her existed. That's why. That question.
僕の会社のまあ、同期の一人で Chiaki みたいな子が実際にいるのか知りたかったそうなんですね。
ああ、リアルに？近くにはいない。
No, not nearby.
欲しい。
I want one.
Yeah, me too.
同じです。
Were you worried that people might find Danganronpa a little scary or too scary?
Danganronpa を出す際に、まあ、怖い印象がある、与える可能性があるかな、恐れはありましたか？そのなんか人々を怖らせるんじゃないかっていう恐れ。
それはありましたね。だからそれをやっぱり和らげるための、まあ、ポップであり、うん、まあ、ちょっとうまいこと。
Considering about that, so that's why he tried to like make it as fun as possible by making the artwork all like pop or like fun characters, comedy, really.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So what did you know from the beginning or from the beginning when another episode was released that you would localize it, or did you wait a little bit to see if there was a fan base still for Danganronpa here in the West?
For another episode.
Yeah, another episode.
レビューを考えてからローカライズしようと思いましたが、絶対絶望少女に関して言うと、 子供たちがあの、まあ、敵なんで、ちょっとこっちでは出せないんじゃないかと思って
ます。When they created and released like, the new series, the Absolute Despair, the Ultra Despair Girls, he was kind of like scared that it might not really be releasable in the U.S. because the enemies are children in this game.
Yeah. Okay. Would there, do you see in the future maybe Monokuma as like a main character for as Monokuma to be a playable main character in maybe as another spin-off game?
It's got.予定としては、まあ、例えばスピン新しいスピンオフとしてモノクマがプレイヤーズだからプレイできることはできますか考えてますか
そういうゲームを作る
モノクマを動かすっていう
ああ、全然絶対絶望少女もちょっとできるよね
In a sense, it kind of comes out in the Danganronpa Netter episode
Oh yeah, he actually, Monokuma wonOperation Rainfall's most greatest villain for 2014. So I really feel like his character is just maybe one of the best villains I've actually seen in a game.
2014年の中で最強の悪役は多分モノクマだと思います。僕自身も今まで遊んだゲームの中でモノクマが最強の敵役だと思います。それは光栄です。
Yeah, he's very deceiving. Well, to not take up too much of your time tonight, I know it's getting late.
I think
we'll wrap this up then. Thank you so much.
これで最後です。ありがとうございました。
Yeah, thank you. It was nice. Very nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Thank you.